Okay, well, we've gone through 8 essentials so far, and you said that very few of these involve clinical skills, but I know we've got to be getting to clinical skills sooner or later.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, there's really no substitute, you know, for great hands and great confidence and great diagnostic ability. And some of that is truly God-given, and those people are very, very lucky. But I see so many doctors really grow into becoming excellent clinicians with some serious commitment to continuing education that can increase their productivity and their knowledge. And I mean, I know that all states have some minimum requirement for continuing education, but I'm talking about going way beyond that. I mean, spending time with great clinicians like Frank Spear, Ross Nash, David Hornbrook, I mean, that gives a doctor confidence in the ability to visualize cases. And I hear only good things about these guys, and I see wonderful results from my clients. New procedures like short-term orthodontics with six-month smiles, enables a doctor to create opportunities for much more restorative dentistry. In the past 2 years, I have had 15 separate doctor clients attend the six-month smiles course, and they're all very happy. I actually went 2 years ago when I found out about them just to see what this was all about, and I can honestly tell you it was the first time in 18 years, 16 years at that point, that I wished I was back doing clinical dentistry. I mean, it's really pretty amazing. It was funny, the room was just filled with a whole bunch of frustrated Invisalign providers, but I can't tell you how happy I've been and clients have been from the information that they learned about the short-term orthodontics. I also see a lot of good results from practices that do promote aesthetics. And I think in general that our patients want to look better. I think they feel it'll help their life, both personally and professionally. But the thing is, I mean, if the doctor's going to promote aesthetics to his or her patients, he or she better be very sure that their own smile looks great, as well as the smiles of their staff members. Wouldn't you agree?
No question about it. It's actually pretty amazing how many dentists and team members you see with kind of fugly looking smiles, to use a portmanteau, I guess. It's amazing.
It's sometimes, you know, I'm almost, you know, a little embarrassed, you know, when I'm talking to a client that, you know, I have to bring this point up, you know, and say, look, you're asking me how you can be more successful or why aren't you doing more veneers or whatever. And I said, you got to take a look in the mirror. I mean, you just, you know, why would anybody listen to what you're saying when they're looking at you with brown, dark teeth and gaps or whatever? So, yep. I mean, you're not going to get people to do that if you don't look that way yourself.
No question. And bad breath and poor hygiene don't help either.
No, please. That's more than I want to hear.
But, you know, it's interesting because I've heard people say, like, oh, I know Frank Spear or David Hornberg give fantastic courses, but I'm so intimidated. I don't want them to see my work, or, you know, they're so great and I'm such a – but that's, you know, you're probably not going to be the next Frank Spear or David Hornberg, but you'll certainly get closer if you go take the courses by the greats. That's why they're there, to help people.
Absolutely.